Blog Talk Radio. Today is Monday, July 3rd, 2017, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Monday, people, and happy 4th of July Eve. How about that? I bet you many of you threw a vacation day in today, and that means you are enjoying a four-day break away from work. I know that must feel really, really nice. I hope you find all the R&R you need, and I do not mean ripping and running, because we'll tend to do that when we have some time to rest and relax. So, you know, look forward to doing that, a little resting and relaxing, enjoying some great food and friends and family and fun and frolicking too, I suppose. I see you. And I can hear the backyard music already. Don't get your neighbors upset though. Tell them don't hate. Tell them to come on and join the party. Anyway, I hope you have an absolutely wonderful holiday. Yes, I do. And yes, indeed. Well, it's Master Your Mindset Monday. Yay. You know, that's one of my favorite episodes of Foxology. It's always so much fun. Well, you know what it means too, don't you? It means that we're going to take a nice little stroll through some of the pathways of our minds. And today we're going to see if along the way you've locked up some of your best ideas. You know that happens to us. And maybe we've handcuffed ourselves in front of the doors of opportunity. Ooh, that sounds like a challenge. Well, we're going to get ourselves free from that today. We're going to see if some of our thoughts have imprisoned us and kept us from obtaining things that are, you know, truly the best things for us. Or maybe we've been held hostage by negativity and naysayers. Well, it happens. It does. Oh, Lord, Jesus, take the wheel. It's time to break free. That's the whole point of all of this. It's time to break free. And you know what the good news is? You hold the key. Yes, we can unlock the locks that have us locked of our minds. I say free yourself today. Declare your independence loudly and proudly. I'm free. I'm free. I am free from negativity. I'm free from limiting beliefs. I'm free from negative people and naysayers. I am free. Let that be your declaration of independence today. Well, my radio BFF, TV host Cassandra Meg Shepherd, will be joining me shortly to talk about this very enlightening subject. But in the meanwhile, while she's getting on the line, I'm going to go ahead and just talk to you a little bit myself about some of the things that came across my mind when I was preparing for the show. You know, it's a real challenge sometimes when we see and notice, you know, that there is so much negativity all around us. There's negativity just about anywhere we look. You know, it's just kind of rolling up in our lives. It's on the TV. It's the workplace. It's in the family. All kinds of things. And we can easily be sucked into things that, in the big picture, just really don't concern us. So one of the first things I think is free yourself from the things that truly don't concern you. Because, you know, a lot of the stuff that we see regularly, it doesn't really impact our lives. We may allow it to, but that's one of the first things I would suggest that we take a look at, is freeing ourselves from those things that really don't concern us. A couple stories came to me. I thought about this particular woman that I knew who found herself very agitated at work often. And here's a, just a two of the unrealistic approaches she took to a particular guy at work. She said she didn't like his haircut. She didn't like the fact that one day he wore yellow socks with black polka dots to work. And she was just totally unraveled over both these issues, and most because she really didn't like his haircut. And, you know, those are the kind of things, and that's, you know, that's funny, but it's real. A lot of us look at things, notice things, think things about other people, and, you know, we didn't like what they wore or what they drive or whatever the case may be. Those things just really do not concern us. And you would probably be very surprised to see how you would feel if you decided to free yourself from things that just really don't concern you. And, it you know, I look at social media and I see, of course, like all of you, tons of things coming through all the time. And often I will see some comments about, you know, people's lives and how other people are responding to them. And I think to myself, really? Why do you really even care about what that means in that person's life? That's their life to live. I can remember posting a post regarding some panda bears one time, and a gentleman decided to respond to that by criticizing the fact that I felt so good and fuzzy about these panda bears. And he was very, very serious. It was a serious little back and forth conversation for us for a couple minutes. You know, I don't feel like I have to come to my defense, but, you know, I thought the pandas were pretty cute. But my point is, he was really all the way to the left about it. And I, you know, that's when we lock ourselves in and we don't have to. We don't have to be that concerned about what somebody else is doing, how they do it, how they think, unless you recognize some type of endangerment or problem or for them or for you that you know you need to say something or do something or think something. But otherwise, my first thought and theory to set ourselves free, to free ourselves, is to free our own selves from things that just don't concern us. Welcome, Cassandra. How are you doing today?
I am free from things that don't concern me.
I know that's right.
Again, as always, thank you for sharing your stage with me. This is such a worthy platform. It's such a necessary platform, and I pray that as your listeners enjoy the subtle invitation to consider the things that you talk about always and the things that you give me an opportunity and the ways in which you give me an opportunity to share on the Master Your Mind show, Master Your Mind Sex show. And that's exactly what I hear you talking about now, and it's a mastery of your mindset, which in the life that I've been living, the way that I've been expressing this mask called Cassandra, is something that must be undertaken. In other words, there's nothing about my life that I was well-raised or the world that I live in that gave me the information or the training to master your mindset, which, as I related to what you're talking about, means to mind my own business, to understand what is my business, what truly is affecting me in the midst of a situation, especially those things that make you feel less than lovely. I think about the girl with the who was girlfriend. Buy the man some socks or mind your own business. It's oftentimes, though, since these situations keep coming up, a lot of times I have taken them personally and missed an opportunity past my current state of weakness, current state of not knowing.
And those are some of the risks we do take, and that's why it's so important, because if you free yourself, free up that space in your mind, that means you are allowing space for some really good stuff to land, to be deposited. So that's a really, really important point. The second point I have, and you and I had a little brief discussion about this the other day, free yourself from yourself. And I shared with you that I had I saw a Super Soul Sunday segment come through my timeline, and I clicked on it. And I don't typically watch anything coming through my timeline that is of that length, but this was really very interesting. Oprah was talking with one of her regular guests, Dr. Brené Brown, and they were talking about how we tell ourselves certain things about our observations that are so often very inaccurate. So when I say free yourself from yourself, we will often tell ourselves a story about something that's not a reality. It doesn't even relate a lot of times to whatever the experience may have been. For instance, let's say you walk into the water cooler and somebody else is walking to the water cooler at the same time. They see you, but they step just ever so slightly in front of you to get to the water cooler before you. So immediately it may say to you, well, who do they think they are? Why'd they step in front of me like that? Blah, 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 blah. We tell ourselves these things that bring on negative responses, probably maybe some damaging at the workplace with relationships. Now, that's just one thing, one small thing. When it is really apparent these days that that person maybe didn't even see you coming and just stepped. We have to be very careful about analyzing whatever has happened and then whatever we're telling ourselves. What Dr. Brené Brown said, it's the story that we tell ourselves behind what has happened that gets us in trouble. And so that's a minor thing, but they're like major things that can happen, and we built a house and torn it down all in 2 minutes, and it's a crazy thing. But I know that most of us, if not everybody, is guilty of it. We have to free ourselves from ourselves by realizing we can be our own worst critic and destroyer and enemy just because we told ourselves a story about something that is totally untrue about what really happened. So it's a encouragement to say.
You say built a house and tore it down within a few minutes. And sadly, we live in the rubble of that mess that we created by the way that we, or by the definition that we assigned to an otherwise very innocent action. It really is all about the stories that you tell. It just is. And what we don't understand is that we are the writer, the author, the editor, and the producer of those scenarios. It doesn't really matter what another person appeared to do or how they appeared to trigger or contribute to the drama that we are now trapped in. I'm thinking about, as you were speaking, Don Miguel Ruiz's Four Agreements. And one of them is that you take nothing personal. Now, frankly, I don't know how to do that. But as I was listening to you talk, it occurred to me that it really needs to be a serious consideration of mine. Because, I mean, the reality is that, and I do know this, is that nothing in this world really can be against us with God for us. Is there a question that God is for us? Not in my mind. So then the misgivings and the misunderstandings and the hurts and the injuries and insults that we suffer are, or to say it like you say, by the stories that we tell. And we can change that if we take personal. So what do I say? They didn't mean that. Simple as that. I don't know what happened, but it's not an insult to me. But that's a practice.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It is a practice, and it's called emotional intelligence, and we have to step in and try to put it to work first before we allow ourselves to go off on those mental tangents. The next thing I have is free yourself from negative people and naysayers. Now, this move right here really separates the girls from the big girls and the men from the boys, because you got to have a real made-up mind that you're not having that in your life. Those people and that negative stuff. And you have to free yourself from those people who are bringing drama, those who create chaos, and those who throw daggers but say they're your friends. And I can be the first to tell you that it takes boldness and courage to do it. I want to share something that I saw. You know, I have such a blast on Facebook. I saw, and some of the posts are just really interesting that people share in their own lives. But there was a post about a week ago from a woman who shared that she was having a struggle that two of her friends had a conversation regarding her, and one of her friends that she considered a really good friend came to her and told her that the other friend said, but not to tell you about it. And she asked her Facebook buddies, What would you do to clear the air on this? What would you do? And I felt compelled to comment. I said, well, I know what I would do to clear the air. I would immediately possibly be minus two friends because I don't get that scenario. I don't get that you're talking about me behind my back that way, and that one of you feels okay about telling me about the other, and you already know this is going to cause drama and chaos among us. I think I'm going to be limiting my interactions with the both of you. That's how I roll. And so when I say that it takes courage and boldness to do it, and that's just one scenario. When you really have made up your mind that there's not going to be drama, chaos, and negativity from other people, the best thing you can do for yourself to free yourself is to cut them off. Does it mean forever and in every way? No. But it does mean that a whole lot of the time in your life, they've got to be on the outskirts, on the outside of the things that you're doing that are positive, productive, prosperous, and all the other wonderful things that you may have going. And so it isn't easy. As I said, it's a big girl move. It's a man's job. Some people have a difficult time doing it, but if you truly want to free yourself from negative people and naysayers, you gotta cut a lot of them out of the pattern of the greatness that's ahead for you. What say you, Cassandra?
I hear you and I agree with you, but I especially agree with the part of not necessarily forever. When we make a new determination, I think that we need to support our own decision. And it is challenging as we are attempting to evolve from where we are to another level. It's challenging to do that, stepping in and over muck at every single step of the way. It is necessary sometimes to isolate yourself from things that challenge you in order for that consciousness or that, but beyond that, as you really not just begin to think about a place, but embody it, those situations are opportunities for us to strengthen our resolve. They're opportunities because life is always going to challenge us in ways. And it's not about you falling, it's about how often you get up and remind yourself, yes, I might be in a situation of negativity, as in workplaces in many cases. But I'm going to use this as an opportunity to build my resolve not to engage, not to get caught up and all of that. So I think it's important, and I think it is important that we recognize when we don't feel good in situations. I think that gossip is one of the most damning things we can do and ways that we can waste our time because it just is not edifying to anything. But notice that you feel that way in that situation. and remove yourself, but remove yourself to really decide how you're going to stand, because life as I've lived it doesn't give you a pass from the ugly stuff. But we got to figure out how to stand up in it.
That is for sure. That is for sure. The fourth thing I have, and the last point that I wanted us to elaborate on, is free yourself to be free. Because there are people and situations and ourselves that we place limitations on things. There are many things that shape our beliefs about ourselves, our abilities, and a lot of the time it's not people saying that, you know, atta girl, or you can do it, or, you know, go for it and all of that. That's not always the case. So we have to free ourselves to be free from people and situations that may place limitations on us. And here's what I say. You don't need somebody else's okay, permission, or approval to set your goals or dreams, or to dream your dreams, to do what you want to do. You don't need to have somebody tell you how to do you. It's your life to live, to enjoy, to make mistakes, to have ups and downs that all of us face, and to make things happen in a positive way as well. And you don't need to have a committee to tell you that you are enough. It only takes a committee of one. A committee of one. And that's you. Be free. Free yourself to be free, to know that you are capable, that you are strong enough, that you have every wherewithal within yourself to give yourself the approval, the permission, to be the committee that decides that you are enough and what you are capable of achieving in this life. Cassandra?
I'm listening to you, Silver, and I am thinking of something that's, I think, real important to add there, is not
sure.
Parent, not friend, certainly not foe, not teacher, not religious leader, not therapist, not flesh, can tell you who or what you are. I mean, it's just not, and many will try. Many will try. But we have got to get a sense of knowing for ourselves. And oftentimes, for many of us, that thing that we know or that inkling of knowing comes from situations that we don't care for or situations where we're not comfortable. But no one is able to point a finger or look at anyone else with such a knowing eye. We as children of God, as human beings, as flesh, are not designed like that. We cannot help but see through our own isms, our information, our socialization, and how a situation lands in our consciousness, which on the real tip ain't got nothing to do with you. And it would be wonderful if we as individuals would recognize that, but we don't. And so therefore we share, we condemn, we build up, and we assail those in our lives. And I say for those that come with a building up and a sharing, take what you can use of that. But the tearing down and the assailing of you is not, if it don't feel good, it ain't good. Period. if there's no love in it, then there's nothing in it for you. Or I should say, this is my declaration for me. So you can't come to me and tell me, Cassandra, you're stupid. I think you need to know this. Why would I listen to you? But that's a promise that I made to Cassandra. So we do need to, as you talk about, freeing yourself. I have freed myself from situations and people on an up close personal in my face and in my space basis who don't love Cassandra. You can't play with my toys. You got to go. But again, like I say, in that declaration, I am attempting to build and fortify Cassandra so she can walk in a world not needing, and it's a process, but being able to self-soothe and self-fortify and not needing it to come from outside of her.
that is really true, and that's why we're talking about it, Sister Fran. That's exactly the whole point. I want to thank you because you bring some very valid, very wonderful sharing to this platform, and I appreciate you so much for all that you say and all that you do to make Master Your Mindset what it is. Now, what I would like for you to do, though, before I let you go, I want you to tell people, and I know we do every time, but you know what, they need to be reminded, and there may be some new folks who may not know. Tell them what you do every day and how they can hear more of your voice and some of your witty and wonderful and funny things that you say, and serious stuff too sometimes.
Well, not a problem. I have a website, CassandraMetzShepherd.com. I can also be seen daily, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Standard Time at Fox6Now.com on a show called Real Milwaukee. We stream live, and it is a wonderful opportunity where I get together with people whom I adore and talk about important things and absolutely nothing at the same time, and make it fun not only for me to. On my website, you can hear me sing. I don't dance, not publicly, but you can hear me sing. I have videos that I have talked about. This is what I know so far. My question for the last 20, 30 years has been, how do I live? And my life has been dedicated to figuring that out. And because I talk, I've been talking about it. So. And, of course, monthly with you, Silver Ray Fox, on attempting to master this mindset. Because, as I said, it is a process, a worthwhile one, but a process nonetheless.
Well, you do it well. And, again, I express my appreciation to you as a friend and my radio BFF. And we're just going to keep doing it till we don't.
Works for me. Works for me.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I look forward to checking in with you real soon. Love you, sis.
Sounds like a plan. All right, thank you.
Sure. All right, and I want to thank all of you for being the bestest, most awesome listeners in the whole wide web world. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope that you will share with your social media friends and family what I do here at Foxology. I'm always bringing some what I feel is very useful, informative, powerful, insightful, enlightening, and empowering information to you as a listener. I want us all to be just really on top of things, and especially ourselves. I hope that this information today will help you set yourself free, free yourself, make that your declaration of independence today, that I'm free, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free from all the negativity that's around me, that doesn't concern me, that doesn't matter. I'm free. Free yourself from yourself too. Don't live in the story world, live in the reality, and choose your reality to be positive and powerful and the things that work for you. Free yourself from negative people and naysayers. It ain't easy, but you can do it. If they are holding you back, keeping you on lockdown, and you need to go forward doing you, you might have to cut some ties. And lastly, again, free yourself to be free. Those limitations that people put on us, their beliefs, their ideas, their so many things that make us feel that we need the approval of other people, the okay to do our lives, to do what we want to do, is just not true. Free yourself to be free. You only need a committee of one, and that's you. Thank you again for joining in, listening in. I appreciate you more than I can tell you. Look forward to being with you next time. In the meantime, have a great day, a great holiday. Be good, be blessed, be awesome.